Welcome to Sophisticated Property Investing, a podcast brought to you by Ethical Property Partners. New full-length episodes released every Thursday, but here's a quick caffeine cast.
Hi, I'm Frank Flegg, founder of Ethical Property Partners. What you're about to hear is actually audio from one of my YouTube videos. As well as the weekly deep dive podcast that's released every Thursday and the quick caffeine cast in between, there's also loads of content over on YouTube. So if you're not subscribed to our channel, but you want to see even more tips and advice for your sophisticated property investing, just search YouTube for Ethical Property Partners. See you over there.
One of the most common situations that I find myself in is an investor that I know, sometimes a client, more often it's someone who knows of EPP and has been listening to our podcast or watching our YouTube channel. And they reach out to me and they say, look, Frank, I've got this deal, but I can't buy it fast enough. The mortgage is taking too long. The conveyancing is taking too long. I've not got my ducks in a line ready to buy it. Are you able to step in and buy this in the next week, 10 days, etc.? Because otherwise I'm going to lose the deal. And they fortunately for them, miss out on 50% of the deal. Most of my JVs are 50-50 because they haven't got themselves ready to do the deal. And it's great. I then make a business partner. We do a JV. Often we'll do more JVs in the future. But it's a needless loss of half a deal if they're well enough prepared. And in this episode, I'm going to show you how to get prepared to do the deal. Now, in previous episodes, I've talked about your power team. You need to have your lawyers lined up. You need to have your mortgage broker, etc. So I'm not going to cover all that here. That's a given. But what people don't realize is you cannot possibly find a deal and then line everything up ready to buy it if you have a motivated vendor. There's just not enough time. Things are too slow these days. There's so much compliance and red tape. In order to get things lined up, you have to do it in advance. And so if you're sat there thinking, I want to do more deals, I want to get into this sophisticated property investing, first thing you need to do is actually open your limited company. Because, and people say, well, you can do that in 24, 48 hours. Yeah, you can, if it goes to plan, and it doesn't always. Sometimes the name gets rejected by company's house. Sometimes there's a hiccup, etc. So yes, it only costs, I think it's £13 to open a company. And yes, normally you get your confirmation within 24, 48 hours, but you need to do that now. There's no real disadvantage to doing it now. In fact, normally we have a few SPVs, special purpose vehicle, limited companies on the shelf ready to go so that we can always do a deal when it presents itself. But the main reason is not because there could be a hiccup, and occasionally there are. It's because you need a bank account to get any kind of a mortgage. So when you apply for a mortgage, even if you've got an amazing mortgage broker, even if you go for a really quick bridging loan or a really quick lender, nearly always they will want you to sign a direct debit in the name of the limited company. But in order to do that, you need a bank account for the limited company. And the banks can take so long to open a bank account. Now, there are some specialist banks where you can pay money and open the account within about an hour or two. That is possible. But those accounts are quite expensive to open. They charge, I think the bank that we use charges 99p per transaction. So that's quite a lot of money on an ongoing basis. So there are like emergency things you can do. And if you've got £100,000 discount on a property, of course, you're not going to, I think we pay £69 to open the bank. And then there's that ongoing cost. Of course, you're going to swallow that cost in order to get £100,000 discount. But it's so much better if you just open your company now, the company's house, make sure it's got the right directors. So make sure that your directors are mortgageable. You're much better off with one director than two, because two, you've got to do duplicate paperwork for everything. They're going to want to see two sets of bank statements. There's two times the opportunity for them to find something they don't like, and mortgage lenders at the moment are very, very picky. And so make sure you've got the right director on there that's going to be buying the property or guaranteeing the loan to the property. And when I say the right director, they have to be mortgageable, they have to have a good credit score, etc. But they also have to be available. So when you're going through the conveyancing process, they're going to have to go and meet with a third party solicitor ordinarily in order to sign the personal guarantee and declare that they understand the risks of signing that personal guarantee, etc. So they've got to be available, they've got to be able to produce their bank statements, they have to have ideally a simple income structure that they can demonstrate to the lenders really easily. As soon as anything like that goes a bit awry, as soon as it's a bit more complex, maybe they're a company owner and they take some money in dividends and some in self-employed income and some where they're paid by their own company, as soon as you get into that kind of a situation, it's going to take you even longer to go through your lending process. So open your company and then get your bank account open. And we use RBS, we use NatWest, we use HSBC. Those are like our three major banks that we use. They, except they've all closed in my local town since I opened them. So we were using them. The only bank that's left in my town in Derbyshire is actually Lloyds. So we might now start using Lloyds because we've got somewhere where we can actually walk in and speak to a person. But those three banks that we've used, they typically will take 3 weeks to open an account. And so you can't find the deal, open your company 24, 48 hours, and then take 3 weeks to open the bank account and then start doing your direct debit mandate for your mortgage and going through the mortgage process. It's going to be too slow for your vendor most of the time. Sometimes it's not, but why take that risk? Why not just have it lined up? Because it's a few forms at the end of the day. And so open your company, then sort your bank account, and you've got that done and dusted then. And then when you apply for your mortgage, you know your company name, it's not a TBC. You know you can sign your direct debit mandate for your mortgage lender if that's what you're using as your finance. You may not be, you may be doing a no money down with deal with a vendor where they provide you finance. You might be using a finance investor who won't mind. They'll be happy for you to buy in the name of a company and use funds from a different bank account. But if you're going for mainstream lending, they will insist on that. And so that is a really easy thing you can do now. And what it will do is it will prevent you from losing deals or losing half a deal. Depends. If you don't know someone who can step in and buy within a few days, so if you're not in personal contact with me, for example, if you don't have friends and family who've got SPV ready to go with their bank accounts open with cash available as well, then you're going to miss out on the whole deal. But if you do have contacts that can step in and do it, you're going to have to give them a slice of the pie. And so that's a really easy thing you can do now. Open a bank account. It doesn't cost anything. Most banks will give you 18 months, 12 months, 24 months of free internet banking. Then they charge you about £5 a month, typically £6.50 a month. But it doesn't really cost you anything other than your £15, £13 to Companies House to open your company and then open your bank account. Two really easy things you can do to get yourself ready to grasp that opportunity when it comes along. Guys, if you've enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button, click the notification bell. If there's someone who you know would benefit from this episode, please do share it with them. That will help us to grow the channel and spread the word about sophisticated property investing. Until next time, happy investing.
That was audio taken from our YouTube channel. For more sophisticated property investing tactics, just search YouTube for Ethical Property Partners and listen out for our full-length podcast released every Thursday.